Extra Extra is not live. Robin Wright is part of the problem. Kim Kardashian is late. Bradley Cooper is being creepy as fuck. And are we still eating In-N-Out? All this and more with your hosts, Julian Gonzalez, Lauren DeGraffenwright, and Jovita Trujillo. Let's get extra. Extra, 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 extra.
Welcome back to Extra Extra Podcast, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in to listen to it again this week. It's me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. Follow me at North Hollywood Jewels. I almost forgot
almost
my hands.
You almost forgot North Hollywood Jewels.
Follow me. Okay, and here's the thing. America, I'm sick and tired of ugly dogs having bigger followings on Instagram than me. Okay, I actually put in the work it costs to be me because I have to buy a new outfit every time I post a picture. Okay, I'm always at the Ross Dress for Less. Ross sponsored my podcast. I was just there yesterday. I had to go to work yesterday on a Saturday for a few hours. And in between going to the office and then having to go to an appointment, I did make a 30-minute stop at the Ross Dress for Less to get an outfit for last night. So, Ross, sponsor my podcast, please, okay? Second, you know, I just always need to give a listener shout out. I don't know if it's a listener, but someone that follows me on Instagram, likes my posts, tags people so that they find out about me. I don't know if that's their intent, but that's what it's doing. So shout out to Instagram follower, handler, Farkas John. Okay. I think his name's John Farkas, that's why. But
okay,
Farkas
okay.
John. Okay, so you know my girls that hold me down. Go follow this man. Show him love for showing me love. And then this brings me to my next thing. Okay, before I introduce my guest, one last thing. As everyone knows, my Lord and Savior Kesha is having a cruise, and I was wondering, should I host a cruise? Should I have the extra, extra cruise? And, like, if so, will you guys come on this cruise? Now, mind you, I've never been on a boat. I'm sure I'll get seasick. But I feel like the extra, extra cruise would be so much fun. It would just be me and all my listeners and supporters. So, you know, DM me at 2extrapodcast and let me know, should I get this cruise up and popping? Because guess what? I will go on Shark Tank and get the investment money, okay? So, you know,
there will be a literal hot buffet of celebrity gossip.
Now, okay, you guys, that voice you just heard is one of my biggest, I'm like her biggest fan. Okay,
I am a fan.
And she just quoted your, my bio your on promo. My Instagram. Okay, I don't even know. You guys, this queen.
Oh my God.
Has been on the podcast. Now, this might be her third or fourth time. I just can't even keep track.
Yeah, me neither. Okay? Third or fourth, somewhere around there.
I'm sure at some point her best friend Oprah is going to make an appearance today because she always does, okay, every time that Lorraine comes. Lorraine brings her best friend Oprah from BoJack Horseman, Supermansion, and all your other favorite shows. Yes, that Lorraine DeGraffenwright.
Hi.
Lorraine, plug yourself.
Julian, thank you so much for having me on this podcast. It is my favorite podcast. It's mm-hmm. the only one that matters. Mm-hmm. And I maybe hinted this earlier, but I shared your podcast with my mother and she's obsessed with you.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. And thank you.
Also, she thought you were a black person. She, like when I don't know how it came up, or maybe like she like saw a picture of you or something like that. She was like, I thought he was a brother. And I,
you
don't
know what,
why
in my head
that.
I thought I was too until until, you know, the whole Rachel Dolezal backlash, and
oh,
I realized, you know,
right,
I'm
right,
white.
Right. Yeah. You're definitely white. Yeah. Or at least you pass for white.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so maybe should you introduce someone else that's here?
Yes, you guys. It's not just Lorraine. Okay. Lorraine brought a fabulous guest. Your first time on the podcast. You guys, all the way. Oh my God. From two of my favorites. From Radar. Sorry. Not from the Raiders. From Radar and from Us.
No, okay.
Okay. And I wrote okay too.
And People Magazine and Cosmopolitan and Marie Claire and Self.
And from Claire's.
Men's Fitness.
Jovita Trujillo.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I am so excited to be on this podcast. It seems like it's already going to be exciting
a mess.
And crazy.
Yeah, out of control.
Well, plug yourself so, you know, my listeners know where to find you so they can go stalk you.
My Instagram is at Horchata Minaj. Horchata like the drink, Minaj like the person. And I'm a freelance writer for Radar Online and OK Magazine. So I write a lot of the silly articles that pop up, like 8 of Amy Schumer's most inspirational nudes or something ridiculous.
Okay, speaking of Amy Schumer, now I didn't pull this story, but how do you feel about someone photoshopped her bikini photo and she was like, oh, don't do that. I love my body. Yada, 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 the third.
I mean, as a woman who sends my pictures to other people and say, can you please fix my bags? maybe. I mean, I'm not saying she should just like accept it, but like, I mean, I get it. They were just trying to help. But she should accept her body. I get it. Mm-hmm. Don't touch my body unless I ask you to. I'd be pissed if someone sent me a picture of my face just like with a smaller nose. Like, here, I fixed it for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's like it's a full job to like do Photoshop and stuff. And there like are standards for it. So like if my photo came back like Photoshopped, I wouldn't be like offended by those specific people. I would just be like, oh, right. This world is messed up.
Yeah.
Hey, can you give me my bags back? Because like I just feel some kind of way about it. I wouldn't be mad at them, but whatever. Amy Schumer needs to like go off sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. Amy Schumer fan that Photoshopped Amy Schumer. You could Photoshop any of my photos any day of the week for free.
You're telling Amy Schumer to Photoshop your photos?
No, her fan that did it.
Oh, her fan.
Her, whatever it was, her troll, whatever it was. You know, my listeners, if you want to Photoshop me, do it, please. I don't care. I just want attention. And also, while you're at it, Venmo me, at North Hollywood Jewels, money.
You want to ask them to Photoshop you and send you money.
Sounds right.
Okay. That's fine. Hey, whatever.
Look, it's a democracy.
That doesn't make any sense.
Now, this podcast is going to be a little different this week because everything was just a little bit of too extra or just enough. So all my stories are going to be too extra or just enough.
Lorraine, is this a whole episode going to be too extra or just enough?
Yeah, so Lorraine, can you please explain to Jovita and my listeners?
Honestly, this is like the most complicated thing for me to explain because I don't understand. Because here's what happens. Okay, Julian has a story or a headline or something. And then we're supposed to say, is this person the subject of the story being too extra or is it just enough? And too extra could be a bad thing, but on this podcast I think it's a good thing. And then when we say just enough, that sounds like that's good. I'm not upset about it. But it also sounds like sometimes your people, and when Jesse's on, it's like, I need more. It's just enough. That's not good enough for me. I need more. So if I did a bad job of explaining, it's not my fault.
That was the perfect explanation.
Yeah, I think I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start off, you know, with a hot story, okay, that's going to be a little bit controversial, but that's why I like having Lorraine here, because, you know, I'm problematic, and Lorraine will reel me back in.
All right, we'll see. I'll try.
Okay, well, Robin Wright Penn, you're part of the problem. HBO needs to cancel House of Cards completely because this hoe doesn't deserve top billing. Okay, Robin believes Kevin Spacey deserves a second chance. Quote, I believe every human has the ability to reform, has the ability to reform. Wait, I wrote that twice. In that sense, second chances or whatever you are going to call it, absolutely. I believe in that. It's called growth. Now, why is she quoting the girl from Insecure?
Wait, okay. So what's the story
I'm not done,
here?
I'm not done.
Oh, okay, keep going.
I feel sorry for anybody whose life is in the public arena. It's a nightmare. Can you imagine? We do a job. We share a performance with viewers. Why does our private life have to be public? I hate that part of the industry. I believe everyone's personal life should be personal, positive, negative, neutral, whatever. I don't believe it should be anybody's business. But I'm not talking about this hashtag Me Too movement. I'm talking about media, the exposure. It's an awful feeling. Okay, well, this bitch is talking in circles. I feel bad for her because she sounds like a victim, okay? Mm-hmm. She sounds like a victim to me, and I feel bad for her, but she's wrong. HBO or Hulu, whatever this show's on, I've never seen it.
Netflix,
cancel this show. Cancel this show. She does not deserve top billing.
I'm so confused because I thought that the reboot or whatever of this show was going to be centered all around her character and she was going to be number one on the call sheet.
Exactly.
What is wrong with her?
Exactly. She's like, oh, bring him back. She has no confidence in herself that she could run a show.
Oh, no. This is too extra.
This is too extra. Sean, you fucked this girl's life up.
Sean. Kevin Spacey.
Sean Penn.
Oh, sorry. Sean Penn.
Yeah.
And I thought that it's just her whole like... things should be kept personal and shouldn't affect like affect yeah. your business. That's if you are like a sexual predator,
yeah.
you don't get to keep that private.
No.
If we find out about it, mm-hmm. that means you were that bad of a sexual fucking yeah. predator. And we get to like enjoy that now and get to judge you. Mm-hmm. You don't just get to like take that home with you and mm-hmm. make it a dark secret.
Yeah. Also, can you guys catch me up? What was the connection to Sean Penn? I missed that part.
That's her ex-husband.
Her ex-husband is Sean Penn. So you're saying because she's hurt from that relationship, she's doing this weird thing.
She sounds like a victim. She's probably been me too'd also. And she's she's taking the side, you know, Stockholm syndrome or whatever.
Yeah, I hear that.
I mean, can you imagine being married to Sean Penn? That motherfucker's crazy.
No, I cannot imagine.
Neither can I. There's no way.
I mean, he's hot, but it's not worth it.
No. But she doesn't want us to be thinking about her private life. Okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
a celebrity, okay?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
only her public life, her private life, that is her business. We should stop talking about it on this podcast.
Yeah, and exactly. And we'll never talk about her again because she's hashtag cancel Robin Wright is over party. Wait, no. It's hashtag Robin Wright is over party. Hashtag cancel it.
Okay.
Well, Kim Kardashian is so busy being rich that she just heard about the Serial podcast.
Oh,
Kim
no.
tweeted, "Who has listened to the Serial podcast? I'm on episode 4 now and dying to know what you guys think. Is he guilty? Is he guilty or innocent?" Well, Twitter lost their mind, including one user who wrote, "Was this a scheduled tweet from 2014?" Kim defended herself by tweeting, "Okay, wait, so still listen to the Serial podcast, but so what if I'm 4 years late? I just heard about it."
So what?
That's so funny.
This is just enough. I love Kim.
I have to tell you guys, so I was also late to discovering the Serial podcast. I think I started listening to it in maybe 2016, and I was desperate to find people to talk to about it who were just listening to it for the first time. I was telling everybody, you have to listen to this. Like, if you haven't listened to it, please start listening now so we can both be late together, and I couldn't find anybody. And I'm so mad at Kim Kardashian because now she's late to me being late. Like, I would have been great if she had done this in 2016. Then my lateness would have been relevant, but whatever. Anyway, I guess it's just enough.
Yeah, just enough. It's kind of cute in a way. Like,
I want to know how she just.
I can relate.
I want to know, like, how she just stumbled upon it. Like, what was it?
Yeah, what happened?
Like, did an assistant tell her about it? Was she just randomly scrolling through Apple Podcasts? And
yeah, I don't know.
Did she type Serial wrong into the internet and then that's what popped up?
She was, like, looking for the Serial number to some device she owned and then stumbled upon Serial the podcast. I don't know. I mean, it could also be, like, true crime is so popular right now.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just like, I don't know. And she searched, like, true crime. And the top hit was Serial because it's the most famous thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. This is just, like, so crazy.
And this is just also a shout out. This is just going to be a shout out to my old episodes. You guys go back and listen to my old episodes because when Jesse was on the podcast, we did create multiple seasons of Serial for Sarah Koenig to investigate, and she didn't listen to us, but we did get up to like Serial season 40. Okay, so you know, you can go back and there's a little Easter eggs you can find.
Yeah. Also, there's all this stuff about Adnan, like his like case is being reopened or something like that. So in a way, Kim Kardashian's right on time.
Yeah, but here's also the thing about this: what was problematic about that podcast is he is guilty. Sorry, you do not get arrested for a crime you didn't commit. I'm sorry, it just does not happen. Like, if you do the time crime, you gotta do the time. But here's the thing: Miss Sarah Koenig, she only was doing this podcast because she was in love with Adnan. She was trying to. Yes, you heard it here first. In my mind, she was in love with. She was trying to free her man. That is one of those girls that's like in love with the Melendez brothers and gets married to them. You know, she was trying to save her man and get him out of jail so that they could finally have sex and be married or whatever the case
okay,
is. I think Sarah Koenig is a problematic white feminist female.
Shit. Okay, well, I have a bunch of deep conspiracies about that podcast, but yours is better than all of them. So let's just leave it at that.
I mean, if you listen, it sounds like this is her talking about her admiration for a boyfriend.
I mean, she and like they do have those intimate phone conversations. And he's hot. Like, we have to keep it real.
He's hot because I mean, like, what else you're gonna do in prison besides work out?
Exactly. And read books.
He's
really smart too.
And well spoken.
Yeah, you know what? And that's not a bad way to do it either. Like, I'm just an investigative journalist who's got some questions about your case. Let's talk on the phone for 45 minutes a day, huh?
They say to never get someone's name tattooed on you because it doesn't end well. And Offset didn't listen because he got Culture's name tattooed on his face.
Oh.
Yes, he got his baby daughter's name tattooed on his face.
Where is it at? Where's the tattoo?
Right here. Across
God,
here.
Who
ugly.
Did this?
Offset.
Okay.
Offset, what about your other three babies? Where's their name tattooed on your body, huh?
That's a good point.
Yeah, because he has four babies with four babies' mothers. Ooh. Or was that Future?
No, Offset definitely has a lot of kids. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Ain't nobody ever problem with Kate Hudson having three babies with three babies' fathers. So, I mean, I don't know.
This tattoo does not look good.
It's so bad. And it's like the placement's bad.
This is not good.
See, I would have got it really tiny, like above my eyebrow, maybe.
I don't like this at all.
I don't like face tattoos, but like, it's just so big.
Also, what the hell, man? Like, what's going to happen when Culture is like 16, 18, 21, changes her name to something else?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uses her middle name, which is his first name.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm terrified of face tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they're it's so such scary. A choice.
They're so permanent.
Yeah, it's forever. It's like, that's your face.
That's your freaking face.
That's the first thing someone sees.
Yeah.
That you misspelled Culture.
That's a nightmare. I hate it.
It's too extra.
Like, we get it.
It's a white on white / self hate on self hate crime. Okay, G-Eazy and Machine Gun Kelly, who I thought were the same person until this story was reported, are beefing over a girl named Halsey, who I've never heard of.
I don't know any of these names, I can't even Google them to catch up.
None of these are real names.
So I guess Halsey dated G-Eazy and then Machine Gun Kelly, and is now back with G-Eazy, and I guess that pussy's so good because now these men are writing diss tracks about each other, while she sits on the sideline and is not even paying attention.
I have no reaction.
Machine Gun Kelly is this like really tall, white, skinny. I thought he was into rock, but apparently he's raps. But he has like horrible tattoos all around his body.
Is he like a wannabe Kid Rock? Is it like that kind of a thing?
He's playing Tommy Lee in an upcoming film.
What?
So he has that type of look.
Oh my God. Yeah. Who's playing Pamela? Is Pamela in
it?
I know.
Trisha Paytas.
I was going to say Trisha Paytas.
She'd be so good. She'd be so good. Anyway, I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, I don't know who any of these people are. I just like the idea that two white rappers that I thought were the same person are fighting over a girl that no one's heard of.
Housey. She probably has like 50,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, maybe.
At Halsey.
Do you think they're fake or real?
Fake. Yeah. Do you ever see those people that will like post a picture and then like 5 seconds later they have 800 likes?
Yeah,
it's like
you're buying likes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like it.
What's the point? Now, this is coming from someone who did when they first opened the Instagram account.
Did you buy likes?
Buy 1,000 followers.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
I have like 1,500 followers, only 500 are real, because I can't figure out now how to delete those 1,000, because right after I did it, I was like, oh, I regret this right away, because then you realize that like, oh, you're not getting the satisfaction because they're not liking your
they're not
post
real
because they're not real.
Right.
Like, I only did it because I was like,
you wanted the boost.
Yeah. I wanted the people to like me. And
yeah, I don't know. I'm conflicted about that too. I also like a lot of times I get random follows from accounts that have like 50K, like so many followers. Yeah. And it's so obvious that they're fake. Like I'm looking at their account and I'm like, no fucking way.
Yeah,
like
300 likes.
So like if maybe like 12 times a week I get a follow from an account that has like an egregious number of followers, like so many. How does that make any goddamn sense in terms of like the world population?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like then these followers or like the following counts are completely meaningless, because if all these people have that many followers, then what do we have? Like 6,100,000 people on the planet? No. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever. I'm just upset with the internet, and I hate that the follow count determines like how good of jobs we get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It pissed me off.
Exactly. Because guess what? Everyone knows I love cameo.com because I do get my videos from Nikki Blonsky from there, where I get my Nikki Blonsky shout outs. And did I submit to be a featured cameo celebrity or whatever they're called? Featured player? Yes. Did I get a callback or email? No, they didn't even say no thank you. But it's only because I have 1,500 followers. But I feel like, give me the platform to give
and
shout
then
out.
You'll have that many followers.
And
yes.
Then guess what? People are going to be, I will give you a good shout out.
Yes.
Okay. I'll say whatever you want me to say. I'll sing, I'll act, I'll dance, I'll model.
Yes. And I'll tell you, just as a big fan who's been shouted out by Extra Extra Podcast on social media, it feels good.
And Lorraine, and a side note, you stopped doing my after shows on Twitter.
I didn't stop. I took a week off. I was
it's
busy
been
this
two
week.
Weeks.
It's been two. I thought I did it. Okay, whatever. We'll talk after.
Everyone knows the official after show for Extra Extra Podcast is one Lorraine tweet a week.
Because it's like this podcast triggers me. I listen to it and I'm like, I can't not say something. This show is crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, what's the next story?
Okay, catfishes Nev Schulman got shingles from stress over sexual misconduct claims. Now,
what? As I didn't realize that's why he was leaving.
As Kim Kardashian said, it's what she deserves. No, Max Joseph is leaving. Nev is still on the podcast, but they are the show, but they had halted production until it came back as like not guilty or whatever. Yeah. But here's what he said.
Damn.
I was so stressed and I was so out of control and desperately trying to whatever get it into my control that I actually got shingles. While he said most people get it around their chest or ribs, he said he got it on his head. He said it was very uncomfortable and that he's still dealing with really bad headaches.
That is so terrible. I know this girl who got it on her head too, and it was super close to her eye, and she could have lost like vision.
Yeah, shingles is like crazy.
That is so crazy.
Well, stop touching women if they don't want to be touched.
Do you know it's that it's true. Also known as herpes zoster?
Yeah, well, it's a form of chicken pox.
Yeah, it's a really gnarly thing. Told me, because it's like you get chicken pox and then the virus goes dormant in your spine.
Yeah,
and then it just comes out until your immune system crashes in some kind of way. So a lot of times, like 70-year-olds or older get it.
Yeah,
but if you're young and you're just experiencing a lot of stress, you're not taking very good care of yourself, it will come out and fuck you up.
Yeah, my dad had it like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, but it was like on like the whole right side of his body.
Yeah, I had it and it went from like the middle of my back around to like the middle of my chest. So
oh my God, when was this?
That's a fucked up.
It was like 2015 summer, something like that.
Oh my God, what was stressing you out, girl? Share.
Like not having money and not being where I wanted to be in my career.
That will do it.
And also like I have like, this is like not the podcast to share, but like I have a lot of like mind body issue, like food and body issue, like things.
Same.
And I was like trying to get back into shape and I started to have like a little bit of a rash, like where my sports bra was. And I immediately decided it was all my fault. I was like, it's because like my body is just in a bad place and da, da, da. This is all on me. This is all on me. And then like 2 weeks later, people were like, that's fucking shingles.
Oh my God.
It's not your fault. You just need medicine.
Yeah.
Like, wow. So guys, self-love, you know, be body positive or maybe you run the risk of being sad and hurt in Silver Lake. Next.
We're not all crying right now.
I hope he listens to this podcast and hears that.
Who? Nev. Oh my God, fuck that guy. Ew, he's horrible. Like what? Also, I don't even know what the scandal is.
Like, the scandal was like one girl from one of the shows said that he like hugged her inappropriately or something like that and then kept doing sexual advances to her. And he's saying that that's not true, that he is he's not saying he's never done anything wrong, he's always owned up to his mistakes and stuff, but that in that case, that's not true or something. I mean, I don't exactly know.
A guy,
but again, it's
who
like
hosts Catfish. Yeah. You probably have some skeletons in your closet.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably catfished someone before.
Yes,
he's
probably
the reason why
like,
he's so good at it.
Yeah, he was like, he probably got caught catfishing and was like, well, I know I'm not the only one who does this, right? Like,
based on the movie that he filmed. It was about him being catfished by someone.
Oh, right.
By that, like, old woman or something.
Yeah.
You know that first he got catfished.
Mm-hmm.
And then was like, oh, what if I had a story of, like, me having some psycho stalker? Not me being the
Let me tell
person.
You, because Nev is hot, but Max is hotter. So he was probably using Max's phone.
And this whole thing was to make him feel better about himself.
Yeah.
And that's why he got shingles.
Okay, well, Eddie Murphy's going to be a dad again for the 10th time, my ass off. Eddie Murphy and his longtime girlfriend, Paige Butcher, are pleased to announce that they're expecting their second child in December. A rep for Murphy confirmed Eddie is a dad to 5 kids with his ex-wife, the beautiful Nicole Murphy.
Aww.
They share 4 daughters, Bria, Shane, Zola, Bella, and son Miles. Eddie has a son, Eric, with Paulette McNeely, and son Christian with Tamara Hood. And he also has a daughter with Mel B named Angel.
Oh, I didn't know he had a daughter with Mel B.
I didn't either. Eddie Murphy does?
Yeah, that was like she gave birth and then like he was like, she was like, you're the father. He kept denying.
Why would you deny it? God. That is probably like his greatest achievement ever.
And then now it's like he's been like a supportive dad, obviously, once he like finally took.
So wait, are you saying that this is too extra or just
it's
enough?
It's too extra, okay.
10 kids, too extra. 10
kids. America, more than two kids is too much. I'm sorry. We are overpopulating our country.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And we wonder why like we don't have enough resources because we're overpopulating.
Just good thing that he didn't start getting face tats of his kids' names.
Right.
Because yeah. he would have mm-hmm. 10 of them at uh-huh. this point.
Yeah.
Have like I a guess, fucking like roster on his face.
Yeah, I guess we could say this is just enough.
I mean, Eddie Murphy, I mean, I guess it's enough because now he could start like a football team or something. He has like enough
yeah.
players.
Mm-hmm. 10 kids.
Here's the thing though. That oldest one is 28 and then there's a newborn. Like, ooh. Eddie, we gotta stop.
Yeah, that's hard because then the newborn is gonna like slip up and like call the older sibling like dad yeah. or ooh. Whatever, that's you creepy. Know?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. How old is Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy? Oh, God, I don't know. Like maybe in his 60s.
Oh, okay. 50s. So he has some good years left with that baby.
Yeah.
But I'm also worried. He's only 60. So this might not be
his last
child. Kid. He's probably going to have more kids.
Yeah.
Watch out, Jovita. He could be coming for you, trying to like get you pregnant.
Hey, if he's still, I would maybe
and
let
Eddie Murphy
had,
get me pregnant. Eddie Murphy, no, honestly, if I was a woman, I would let Eddie Murphy get me pregnant. He has long money, okay? That's yeah. money that will not quit.
Exactly. Not yeah. like in a sexual way, just like
yeah,
in
just in a like,
in like a pragmatic way. Yeah. Of like,
well, that's fine.
It's yeah. like booking a commercial.
Yeah, secure that, exactly. secure that bag. Yeah, secure that
like,
bag.
It's like getting a fellowship. It's like getting one of those like comedy scholarships.
Yeah.
Exactly. He'd like pay for like your food and clothes for the whole time that you were pregnant, probably. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then I would just like act like a really bad mom so that he would just pay to take the kid away from me and just like for me to
you're like fake trying to be a good mom. Like, no, don't my oh the custody. Yeah. Oh well, I guess I gotta go back to my life of yeah. just partying.
Mm-hmm. You have to give me hush money.
Yeah. You want full custody of my child for $5 million? Okay, take it.
Exactly. Oh my God. That's that like that whole scenario sounds really messed up, but like could happen. Mm-hmm. That's like a legit possibility.
Just wait and see.
Tyga lip kits. Tyga's taking credit for Kylie Jenner's success, mm-hmm. like all men do. Quote, you've got to look at the before and after. She's always had a platform and she was always destined to be what she's going to be regardless. But when I stepped in when she was a teenager,
this is so gross.
Yeah, this is real.
This is so disgusting.
There was a lot of codes being taught. It was like, you could do this. You should start this. You should start doing your hair like this. Tyga told Nicki Minaj on her Queen radio program. You should adapt because you need black people to fuck with you. You need culture. I don't need to go online and tell people I did this and I'm the one helping her coming up with these colors and names on her lip line. It was a lot of stuff. Well, Tyga was slammed on for his comments. Quote, these were different tweets. Tyga thinks he helped put Kylie Jenner on the map. LOL, this is the funniest news I've ever seen. I needed a good laugh before bed. Wow. Imagine having $5 and thinking you're responsible for making someone a billionaire. Men are delusional. Wow. Okay, so this is the best thing I've ever heard. Did anyone really even know who Tyga was before he got with Kylie? I knew he had that one song, Rack City, but that is all. Something about this interview with him trying to take responsibility for her success, along with the fact that she was a child when they started dating, tells me a lot more about Tyga and Nicki than Kylie.
Oh, no.
Tyga, in the infamous words of Black China, you're acting like a fag ass.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. I'm not going to sit here and try to defend Tyga because he went ahead and he embarrassed himself this time.
But here's, sorry, just on a side note.
Please.
I can't believe that Nicki let him sit in on the radio show because remember during the Feeling Myself music video, she had the shirt that said, the jersey on that said 17 and then it said like nasty or something. And it was about,
oh yeah,
it was about Tyga dating 17-year-old Kylie.
Oh
Nicki, are we a flip-flopping?
Very interesting.
Yeah. What did it say on the shirt? It said,
I think it just said 17 and then it said
something on the back.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Long-winded, nasty, or creepy.
Well, all I just was going to say is I think it is hilarious that Tyga was trying to take credit for introducing the idea to the Kardashian family that they exploit black culture. Yeah. He thought he was like, oh, you know what would work is if you guys just looked at what was cool in black culture and just did exactly it. That. Yeah. I did that. No. And then, no. And then also, God damn it. Like, he really did embarrass himself because, like, black people knew who Tyga was for sure. White people didn't. So he is saying to her white audience, like, I made her. No, dude. Like, no. Like, they had no idea who you were before you started dating her. And now you're handing your own ass to yourself.
Yeah, this is too extra, Tyga.
I think it's, like, almost just enough because, I mean... look at the conversation it started.
Yes, I love the intellectual angle on it. Yeah, this discourse is just so evocative.
And white and black culture appropriation. Whose fault really is it? Is it Chris's or is it Tyga?
This is Jovita's TED Talk. Cultural appropriation. Where is the beginning? Where is the end?
From Tyga to Kylie.
Kris Jenner was working hard, but Tyga was working harder.
Exactly.
If Jennifer Lawrence wants to eat a piece of pizza, she's going to eat a piece of pizza, goddammit. Quote, I don't like when people say I only do this or eat this because I eat. I'm not very strict with my diet. If I want a piece of pizza, I eat a piece of pizza.
This is great.
I do work out more than normal because I have a certain way that I want to look and a way that I want to fit into my clothes. I get photographed when I'm not asking for it, so there's added pressure to look and feel your best. For me, it's easier to put in that extra effort in the gym instead of putting extra effort into, oh no, I can't eat that.
What prompted this? Yeah. What the fuck prompted this?
I don't know.
This is so funny. This is definitely too extra.
Yeah.
What? Why is she doing this?
She's bored because here's the thing. Jennifer Lawrence is bored because she's not, you know, her star has fallen. She will never be what she was 2 years ago. You know, all her latest movies have flopped because she's really not that good of an actress. She did swindle America into thinking that she was a really good actress. In just all honesty, she was just a regular girl.
Yeah.
From New Jersey, wherever she's from.
You know how 2-year-olds love to get attention? They'll like show you their butt and everyone's like, oh, that's so cute. And then we get over it because we've moved on. They're new 2-year-olds, whatever. Then when that 2-year-old is 12, they're like trying to show their butt again. Like that's what worked. That's what worked last time.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jennifer Lawrence. If I woke up this morning and someone asked me, oh, what does Jennifer Lawrence like to do? I would have just said eat pizza. Yeah. I already know that. She loves telling me how much she loves pizza. She's always talking about how much she eats pizza. I know she loves pizza. If I had to guess what her nutrition routine is, it's everyday pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She did not need to make the statement, but I love that she did. Mm-hmm. It's too extra.
Too extra. It just sounds like a white girl complaining about pizza.
Yeah. It's too extra, but also Jennifer Lawrence... Since I'm going to give her some career advice because I'm the right person to do so. Jennifer Lawrence, I need the whole 30, but it's pizza, a whole pizza for 30 days.
A whole pizza for 30 days. That's the whole 30. Oh,
yeah.
God,
well, so not a whole pizza funny. Divided in 30 days, like a whole pizza once a day.
Oh, I also want to know what type of pizza she's eating. Mm-hmm. Because if she's eating like gluten-free veggie pizza and like that's what she's complaining about.
I want her
about.
To be eating Pizza Hut.
Yeah, like a $5 hot and ready with ranch.
Oh, no. What if she doesn't know what pizza is? Like, what?
She's eating like a tortilla with cheese and sauce. Right.
Or like, have you guys seen, there'll be these things that are like, eat cake the smart and healthy way this summer. And it's a wedge of like watermelon with like berries on top of the watermelon. They're like, it's a cake. And it's like, that's not a cake.
Oh, no.
That's a fruit salad in a weird shape. Like, what if that's what she thinks pizza is? She's like eating like little triangles of watermelon. I'm like, I love pizza. I'm concerned.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, Bradley Cooper is being creepy again. He said he fell in love with Lady Gaga's eyes and face while filming Lady Gaga's EGOT winning performance in A Star is Born.
Eyes and face?
Yes.
Okay. Ew. That's like when I hear in songs or even in just like dialogue in movies when people say like, I want to kiss her on the mouth. like that, like just not kissing on the lips or giving her a kiss, like kiss on the mouth. It's just, there's something about it that's so unsettling. Bradley Cooper saying that he fell in love with her eyes and face. It sounds serial killer-ish. I don't like it.
But he also might try and, he also might be trying to sound like the most least offensive or creepy or like sexual way
possible.
And I
don't exactly know the context of it. I know it was from like, probably like their press conference, you know, for A Star Is Born. Mm-hmm. But I only like watched half of it. It was too long.
Okay.
But this is what the headline said, and I didn't even read the article. The headline just said Bradley Cooper fell in love with Lady Gaga's eyes and face.
I mean, I don't understand.
And I know what I
just don't understand what he means.
I don't understand, but you know, I can agree. I've fallen in love with Lady Gaga's eyes and face too.
Okay, so then you get it.
But I'm not out here saying it. Until right now.
Okay.
Thousands are coming to the defense of former Cosby Show actor Jeffrey Owens after he was photographed bagging groceries in a New Jersey Trader Joe's.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up.
A woman named Karma Lawrence, who is about to have karma handed right back to her, took a photo of the actor while he was working at a Clifton, New Jersey location of the grocery store and apparently sold it to a news outlet.
Rude.
It was a shock to see him working there and looking the way he did. It made me feel really bad. I was like, wow, all these years of doing the show and you ended up as a cashier? Tammy Roman, star of Bonnet Chronicles series, replied, so the fuck what? He's doing what he needs to do for his family. Someone else tweeted, that man is honorable, has dignity, respectful, doing what he needs to do for himself and his family. And there is no shame in that.
Okay, so that's not his name, I don't think.
What?
What's his real name? What's the guy's name? The actor's name?
Jeffrey Owens.
I don't think that's his name. Oh, that's wait, it is. But Jovita looked up a different Jeffrey Owens who looks very different. It's like some white professor. I was trying to figure out who you were talking about. And this is
what's spelled Jeffrey with a G?
Anyway.
Joffrey.
So I have a conspiracy. I think that Joffrey Owens, I think that his reps like made this story happen.
Oh my God.
So that he could be on the map. And so that like they could be like.
Some more.
Because honestly, here's what I think the story is. I think the story is he was a Cosby actor, had that Cosby Show money coming in, got comfortable. I know he had a part on The Wire and he maybe a couple of other things, but he wasn't working that hard because what incentive did he have? Cosby money coming in.
Yeah.
Now maybe residual checks get cut off or something like that.
Well, they do because Cosby is not being in anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he has to work at Trader Joe's and his reps were like, let me take care of it. I got this. Plant this whole story. Make this whole thing go viral. It upsets a whole bunch of actors because it's like, fuck you guys. Yeah. Like, this is our life. Like, yes, we work retail. Yes, we work in grocery stores. Yes, like, this is what we have to do. Especially if, like, someone who worked on our show had this big sex scandal thing or rape scandal. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is true. So let the outrage build.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, someone will go, you know what? Jeffrey Owens, I'm really sorry about what happened to you.
Mm-hmm. He deserves the second.
You should be a series regular. Yeah. In my thing.
That's or are we going to see Jeffrey Owens in like a Tyler Perry production?
Yeah, probably. Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, I could totally see that. These pictures are so sad too. Like he looks shocked.
I know. I just think it's weird because it's like if you're a fan, you can just like say, "Hey, I know that you're working at the Trader Joe's, or whatever," but like. I would love to get a pic with you and like have a good angle and have good lighting. Like I've seen that happen before, but that person just did a scandalous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
how much do you think she sold the story for?
Petty.
Oh God. I don't even know.
$75.
Yeah. I was like, this isn't like big, like bucks.
Yeah.
Maybe like the most like $3,000 to $5,000.
she was like randomly in New Jersey for some reason, was like $75 short on her Airbnb. Yeah. And was like, let me do this
head on
quick.
Down to this Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that's like so stupid. If like I just wish that this were like a conspiracy with his reps and stuff, because that would make me feel better about it. But it is some shitty person.
Yeah, it's really sad. Like, you're explaining this man who is just trying to take care of his family.
He's just trying to live his life and doing a good job, probably, because like Trader Joe's is like a good place to work.
Yeah,
it's like one of the few places that's like, I don't know, not super exploitative.
Mm-hmm. Except they do exploit the planet.
Oh yeah.
Well, here we go with another TED talk.
Yes. Yes. This is another TED talk. I heard that like, okay, some dumpster divers were like trying to just like get some Trader Joe's like, you know, stuff that they throw away. Because they've got a really strict policy on, like, what they throw away. It's like, oh, this is a day old. We're, like, throwing it out. Not that extreme, but something like that. So these dumpster divers are trying to get in. But Trader Joe's, they keep their dumpsters locked up tight. And they're like, no, like, this is waste. You can't have it.
Why don't they donate it?
I don't know.
Like, Starbucks has, like, those new line of food. And apparently they donate it at night, all the extra food.
Yeah, I don't know. Trader Joe's needs to step it up. Mm-hmm. Maybe this whole thing was a Trader Joe's branded content move.
It might be.
They're like, look who we get to work for us.
Exactly.
Cool and, celebrities.
And as we know, big corporations like to exploit black people.
It's true.
For news.
Guys, it's true. Because
Starbucks did it with those two guys that got arrested.
I am so wary of that, too. Whenever I like work for certain companies, I'm always like, how many photos do you want of me on your brochures mm-hmm. and your literature and stuff to like show how like worldly you are?
We support diversity and inclusion. Yes.
Yeah. So diverse.
We have this black girl.
Uh-huh.
Like, one.
We found one. She's not leaving us. All right.
Finally, In-N-Out donated 25 stacks to the Republican California Party. And now people are calling for a hashtag boycott In-N-Out. Quote, I hate that In-N-Out has probably donated to the Republican Party before now, and I gave them my business. For some reason, opens a new window. They are my number one favorite. No more, though. I'm a regular customer, but I cannot spend money with a company that supports the current GOP. And some people don't feel that way. Quote, sorry, I will never boycott In-N-Out. I don't care who they donate to. Now, I need your guys' opinion, but first, here's my thing. I feel like every huge corporation supports the Republican Party because it's a corporation that wants tax cuts and money. And I don't eat In-N-Out because I don't eat gluten, so I can't really eat there. But I wouldn't boycott it just because, like, I also, like, I've never been to Chick-fil-A, and I know they don't support gay people. But, like, I've never been there because I can't eat it, but if I could, I would eat it. It sounds good. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm over everyone always like boycotting things. Like, every corporation probably has negative views and ideals. Like, you can't just not go somewhere because then you're not going anywhere if you have that mindset. You know what I mean? But I'm always on the wrong side of history, so I need you guys' opinion.
Well, first of all, Julian, you could go to In-N-Out and get your burger protein style.
I know, right? But then I have to like sit in the line
I've done it before, and I've driven like all the way home with it, and it is a mess by the time you get home. Like, it's disgusting. Great. It's just like lettuce or
and
whatever.
A lot of water from the
it's
lettuce.
It's so disgusting. Like, I do not recommend. So if you get it, eat it right away. But also, yeah, I don't know. I'm not the right person to respond to this kind of thing. Jovita, what are your thoughts?
Why?
Because it's like all like such performative politics. Yeah. I'm never going to eat at In-N-Out again because their money's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
They've got their hands in the pockets of Republicans, blah, 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 blah. Like, we're in America. It's capitalism. Yeah. Nothing that we touch or buy isn't sullied by this like heinous bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's all gross.
Yeah.
So like,
everything is either made by children supporting Republicans. You know, the people at the top hate some minority.
Yeah. Like, when I saw this news, the first thing I imagined was like Chick-fil-A leaning over and like whispering into In-N-Out's ear. They always come back.
Yeah.
They'll be back. Don't worry. They'll be back.
Yeah, see, listen, my dog loves In-N-Out.
what?
They have those unsalted dog patties that you can add to any combo, and they're perfect for road trips. And my dog is a Republican, so I have to support my pug and his choices, and I don't think I'm going to stop going to In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. Like, I've gone to like actual protests before. Like, I can eat In-N-Out.
Yeah.
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 Also, here's the other thing. Okay, I don't know if this works with In-N-Out, but like, if there is an organization or there's an institution that you criticize, it kind of helps you to patronize them and then also use your voice. So like, for example, there is a school that I used to attend. I'm not going to say which one, but I don't fully support it in the way that it does things. But I do give twice a year. I give them $50 in the fall and $50 in the spring. And this is just, I'm committed to this practice because one day if I have a child that I want to send to this school, I want to be able to say, hey, I'm basically a shareholder for you. Like, I have given you this much money over the years, and I think that you should change these practices, or I think you should do this differently. They will have no incentive to listen to me if I give them $0 a year. But if I, even when I'm the most broke that I could ever be, I'm giving them $100 a year, that means something. So they're like, you know what? Yeah, Lorraine DeGraffenreit, she's grown with us. We'll consider this. So anyway, I try to be.
So what Lorraine is saying is eat a hamburger a day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give in and out your money. Give them $100 a year.
But then, like, post angry things about them on Twitter.
Yeah, but make sure that you make your voice heard.
Yeah, just stop uploading pictures of your Instagram, of your food on Instagram, of the In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. Like, eat it in silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or eat it on your story when it'll disappear in 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they want to make that content to your feed, they'll change the way they do
stuff. Exactly. Stop doing free advertisement.
Yes. And In-N-Out, guess what? If you want to support my podcast, hit me up at North Hollywood Jewels. And we can talk about this partnership, because let me tell you, In-N-Out, we can make real big bucks if you have me as your sponsor. I mean, if you sponsor me. Okay, can you imagine how
They might make you do like Bible verses and stuff.
I could do it right now. Give me one.
Do like the whatever they do to the least of their brothers, they've done unto me.
Is that the full quote? I don't know Bible verses.
I don't know. I think that might be a song, actually. I don't think that's from the Bible. If I should walk through the valley of darkness, no evil should I fear. I don't know. Wow. I have not thought about the Bible in forever. I am just pulling from like when I was 5 years old and they were like making me say this stuff. It goes deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing one I remember is John 3:16
Which
said,
one is that one?
So God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believes in him shall never die and have eternal life.
Okay, you know what? We should save some of this for when In-N-Out actually like inks the deal with Julian. Yeah. So In-N-Out, if you're listening, this is the kind of content, this is the kind of brand integration you can expect from working with Extra Extra Podcast.
Yes. We will do a song and dance about the Bible while drinking those milkshakes and the fries and the plain patties without the buns.
And that's what it's all about.
And this has been Extra Extra.
Oh my God, it's over.
It's over, baby.
Well, thanks for having
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Lorraine and Jovita.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Where can my listeners follow you, find you, support you, love you consensually?
Okay, well, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Lorenki Dank. You've seen me in the comments underneath Extra Extra posts. On Twitter, I'm Lorraine with 5 R's. Good luck finding that. And I'm serious, Julian. My mom is such a big fan, and she really does want to see your podcast be an entertainment, like, TV show.
Look, that's my dream. That's why I started this almost 3 years ago, was because I thought immediately someone would find it and give me a talk show.
Quite frankly, I'm surprised. I am shocked that it hasn't already happened, but I'm being patient.
You know what? And anytime your mom is in LA and she wants to come on, bring her on.
Oh my God.
Mama,
she's listening to this right now.
Mama,
screaming.
I hope it doesn't ruin your career if you come on the podcast. We'll use a fake name.
Yeah. She'll need an alias for sure. Okay. Anyway, Jovita, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Horchata Minaj. There's pictures of my eyes and my face that you can fall in love with. That's really the only
Bradley
thing
Cooper,
I use.
She's talking to you.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy at me. I don't really use Twitter, so I'll just leave it on Instagram. But my Twitter is Bitches and Hovey. If you want to see me like angrily tweet Bank of America for money back or old tweets to Justin Bieber.
Ooh.
You got to be careful, because now with that new search function, people are bringing up all tweets and ending careers.
I need to delete my Twitter.
Yeah.
It's so hard to go back, though, isn't
it? Well, you can. No, it's you just search through the search. Oh, you need to delete?
To delete.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's hard
You can probably just do like a mass delete and just delete your whole feed.
Mass delete.
And start from the new.
Honestly.
I never use Twitter. I have Twitter. I've never had a personal Twitter. I have Twitter for my podcast. Mm-hmm. I tweeted one tweet and got backlash from my network and had to delete it.
What was the tweet?
The tweet was when Ariana Grande released her single, No Tears Left to Cry. And it was the same day that one of those electronic musicians died, and I tweeted that he was trying to steal her shine.
Oh my God, Julian. That's so dark.
Well, it's what had happened. Sorry.
I'm surprised you actually didn't bring up the Ariana Grande thing for her at the Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Oh, yeah. Because
did you see that?
He, he was holding her.
Yeah, he was like definitely touching her boob. It looked really inappropriate.
So I know. And she said anything about it?
He just apologized, but I don't know about her.
He also made a joke calling her Taco Bell.
That is so racist.
So racist.
Like, that's so weird. Like, why did he feel the need to do that? Like, here's the thing. I get it when, like, pastors are creepy in the middle of nowhere and they have nothing to say. And they're just like, oh, I'm just going to be creepy toward this young woman, whatever. Yeah. But, like, in this situation, there were so many things. Mm-hmm. Like, the crowd was 100% on his side, okay? They're all there to celebrate Aretha Franklin's life. Ariana Grande gets to stand, like, you get to stand next to Ariana Grande. You don't have to, like, win anybody over. Yeah. Just exist. And you're gonna do great. Mm-hmm. Instead, he was a hot mess.
So creepy.
Ugh.
And but now people are shaming her for it.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, well, she wore that short ass dress.
Yeah. And it's like she's wearing the Ariana Grande uniform. Yeah. Like that's what she wears everywhere she goes. That's just who she is.
It's her brand.
She looks awesome.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm so angry.
Yeah, it's really.
Yeah, and it's like if that happens to Ariana Grande in public, like in front of a room full of people,
it can happen to anyone. Lady Gaga said it can happen to you.
Yes.
What was her song? Is that her song?
I don't know.
It happened to me. What was the song that she didn't win because the fucking Ed Sheeran won the Oscar over her?
Ed Sheeran.
Is that not his name?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or was
it
Sam Smith? No, it was Sam Smith.
Sam Smith won something over Lady Gaga?
A Oscar. Remember she had the song, If It Can Happen to You? And that same year he had the song from a James Bond movie and he won over Lady Gaga. Oh. He stole the award from Lady Gaga.
That is not okay.
Now she'll never get an EGOT.
No, it's not. There's still time. She has this country movie that she's in. She could get an Oscar for that.
She's going to get an Oscar. Absolutely. That is an Oscar award winning. First of all, let me tell you, she needs an Oscar just from the commercial because it goes.
I loved it.
He says to her, come on stage and then to sing. And she goes, oh. It's only like vocal riffs. She didn't even sing.
I do love the idea of like Lady Gaga having to play a woman who's like, no, please don't make me sing. No, no, please.
Well, that's why
I'm not ready to sing.
That's
it's
why
like so
during the
funny.
Press conference, he said, Bert Cooper said it was so amazing watching Lady Gaga play someone because he's like, that's what makes her a good actress. Is
right.
She's one of the biggest stars and performs on the biggest stages. And it was so believable that she was so nervous to sing in front of people.
This is Lady Gaga's Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Like for real. Because if you ever have time, please go back and rewatch Purple Rain and like really like think about this. Prince is playing a guy who no one believes in. They're like, oh man, you're never going to make it, man. And it's like Morris Day and the Time or like Morris Day or whatever is like the big hot shot that everybody knows his name. And I bet you like your listeners are like, who the fuck is Morris Day? I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, this movie is for sure Lady Gaga's Purple Rain. This has been Extra Extra Podcast.
Yes, and you can find me at North Hollywood Jewels. Follow me on Instagram. And you can follow the podcast at 2 Extra Podcast. And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or maybe another podcast service. Extra Extra, your hottest source for celebrity news and gossip, I think is my full title. Or just search Extra Extra. Or, like I said, just go to 2 Extra Podcast on Instagram. It's linked there. Tell all your friends. Or your mom.
Bye.
Okay, well, bye. Until next time. I'll see you on my cruise.
Hey.
Whoa.
Stop.
Hey, now, I know what you're thinking. This is an advertisement, and I want to hit that little button that goes forward 15 seconds.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. We got to tell you about our podcast, TV Tunes.
It's great, and you're going to love it.
I'm David.
I'm John.
We host a podcast where every week a new guest comes and talks about their favorite cartoon from their childhood.
Yeah, join us on Campfire Media as we become your new favorite podcast.
It's going to happen. Now you can fast forward because we're done, right?
Yeah, the other podcast you're listening to.
Whoa.
Campfire.